And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Goopa, Goopa!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And you're fucked, aren't you?
A little bit.
Last week's show, you may remember, Tony, was a Manila PR special in which we gave away the CD of every track we play on the show and another load. At least we did a competition for them. Yeah. I will be announcing the winner of the competition after this song. This week is another Punky giveaway. It's the Christmas CD giveaway part two. Another 9 CDs to give away this. No, sorry, 8. Another 8 CDs to give away this week, but they are all albums. Here comes the first one. This is a brand new track from a brand new album from a band that me and you, Mr. Tony Hearn, saw on Sunday night. This is Resistance 77. Are you feeling Christmassy? This is Bible Rock.
Yeah.
That was Resistance 77, Tony, from their album Survival of the Richest, a brand new album out right now. Their website, I'm just going to tell you the websites and things this week because I've completely messed up. The website is Resistance 77, that's Resistance and then the number 77.com. And Survival of the Richest, I can tell you, my friend, is up there with Victims of Nanny States. Absolutely brilliant. And there will be another Resistance 77 track at the end of this show, which will follow an interview with the lead singer Oddie that I did last Sunday. If I haven't said already, you're listening to Mustang Lightning Underneath right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony. I imagine, though, what you'd really like to know is who won last week's competition.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, they're the only two words you'll have to say in this bit. and Tony's very ill, in case you hadn't noticed. Last week's winner was Sam Pike. And I'm afraid I don't know whether Sam Pike is a man or a woman, but Sam Pike, if you can email me your address, I'll get these things in the post to you before Christmas. You probably won't get them before Christmas, because knowing my luck, Sam Pike, you'll live somewhere ridiculous like the Azores or somewhere. But I will get them in the post before Christmas. So, and well done. You've got 21 CDs. A good haul. I might ask you to say something else there, Tony. That's good, isn't it?
That's great.
Yes, it is. Now, I also have an email from a certain Mr. Bill Hanf of New York. Thanks very much, Bill. If you do have any emails for us, paulieb at punkyradio.com, type in your email, whatever you like, if it's for me. And if you'd like to speak to Tony, tony at punkyradio.com. But quite frankly, he's ill at the moment. He probably won't answer.
Nah.
This came through. Paulie B, it has been a while since I've been in touch, since I can't vote at Podcast Alley. Yeah, we've discussed that. It's buggered. And I'm playing catch-up on recent episodes. Oivember is now my favourite time of year. What a great episode. I just finished listening to it. Hope you guys are having a great holiday. Bill, New York. Well, there's no holiday. What holiday? What's he talking about? I imagine he probably sent that around Thanksgiving or something and I've only just opened it. P.S. Did anyone ever try to make a dogging in the forest? If not, I might try making up a batch for New Year's. I will let you know. Now, there's a European dogging in the forest and an American dogging in the forest, isn't there?
Yeah. The green one is a European one, isn't it?
And that's been made, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think they made it at the start. The German guy.
The German chap, yes.
Yeah.
My good friends, the Germans. Yes, I can't remember anything else about it, but is there a photo of it on the Punky?
There's a very Facebook? Small picture on the Punky Facebook group. Very
right,
small.
And would you like a second glass return to Dottingham?
Yeah, please.
Yes, you would. So, Bill, the European version has been made, but as far as we know, the American version is led to be had. If you'd like to know what Doggy in the Forest is, you'll just have to listen back through some previous episodes. I'm not your mother. Right, I'm now a bit croaky as well. That's quite ridiculous. I've managed to catch your flu through Skype. I'm going to get on with next track, Tony. Is that all right?
That's cool.
This is also... this CD has also been given away this week. It's by Distortion UK. We played a couple of tracks off them already. Again, another one you're going to absolutely love. Their website, I'll tell you now if I can find it. I'll tell you their website afterwards because it's obviously inside the CD box. This is Toxic Teens.
We'll be right back.
That was Distortion UK from their album Verbal Weapons, which we are giving away later on in the show. Make sure you listen all the way through, because at the end of this show there will be a question set with the opportunity to win all the albums on this week's show, and trust me, they are all brilliant. That was Toxic Teens. What you're about to hear is an interview with the 10 o'clock horses, which will lead into the next song. All will be explained after the next song.
Paulie B, joined now by Phil and Maria. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right.
From the Tangible Horses. Great gig tonight. Thank you. Now, you were instrumental in this gig happening. Would you like to tell me what happened?
Well, basically, Kev's got to leave the tar mill. We're closing tonight. And we've had to basically bring the community together. I put out a Facebook appeal to try and save the mill. We've spoke with Kev in regards to the situation. And what we're trying to do now is keep the mill open. It's important to all us, to everyone that's been here tonight, all the local community, the businesses that will be that need to be that we want to bring in and support, and basically just need to get people together so that we can start looking at some form of consortium, getting people together to actually look at getting this venue up and running again after tonight.
And it's been a great response, hasn't it,
it's been brilliant.
It's been fantastic. It's been the biggest I've ever seen in there. Yeah. If they did it every week, it'd still reopen.
Definitely.
Well, we've had people that have given contact details, whether that's people with larger amounts of money and we're going to be having discussions with, or we've also been, people are coming to me saying, I'll buy a piece in it, I can afford £500, you know, just to put in, because it's just that point of, if people are going to bring this money, we're going to start looking at donations or some form of shares or whatever, or even down to going out, you know, putting in for applications, whether it's profit or non-profit. We all need to sit down. We're all going to discuss that.
Everybody needs to keep venues like this open.
Yes.
Definitely.
And you've done a fantastic job tonight. Now, as the 10 o'clock horses,
yeah.
Now, first of all, Phil, I've got to get over the fact you've got hair.
I have got hair.
The last time I saw you, had fuck all. Now you've got dreadlocks.
I've got dreadlocks.
That is quite a change. How's the band going itself? Are you recording new stuff? Or are you?
If we get the funds together, we will be recording new stuff pretty soon.
We've got lots of new tracks. We've got new people that we've found in the festival fields and campsites. And basically, we've got quite a good lot of members. We're planning a 2011 tour. I want the town mill to be part of that tour. But what we're doing is basically, we're, all the people that we've met over the years, we're bringing them together, because we've never done an organised tour. People ring us up 3 weeks before a gig normally and say, can you play? Because somebody's let us down. And basically, we turn up and there's no promotion. But we've decided we need to be organised. We want the promotion. We want to make sure that we do a really fantastic tour in 2011. And it's all organised, and we know what's happening.
I'd like to play a song by you.
Thank you very much.
Best one you've played in the last 2 years? The best one you've recorded in the last 2 years?
Oh, you're going to have to pick some off the CD then. I'm going to pass it to you now then.
Brilliant.
Off that one.
Yeah, because I mean, really, if you just play it.
Well, no, because it's it's going to be part of the Christmas competition. You need to give me two, actually.
It's probably got In My World off the other CD. The first one.
No, one off this one.
You pick one then.
I can't fucking say. I'm swearing.
Well, you did. No, don't worry about swearing. Fuck that.
Jesus. I like Change, because it's like we've got Cajon on there, like box drum and stuff. That's a really nice chirpy dancy one, and I like that one. And
well, let's play Change then.
Yeah, that'll do.
inside. And you tell me you love me, and you want me to stay. You tell me I could be the one, and I'll make it someday. How I'm missing you now. How I'm missing you now. Long, lonely highways, no more sunny days. How I'm missing you now. Hear the birds, they're singing in the trees, but I don't know their song. I smell death is carried by the wind. Someone else got it wrong. As I look back in anger at what I've left behind, I pray to God that tomorrow we'll know where our true paradise lies. How I'm missing you now. How I'm missing you now. No lonely highways, no more sunny days. How I'm missing you now. How I'm missing you now. How I'm missing you now. No lonely highways, no more sunny days. How I'm missing you now.
Right, you're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
Now, that interview was done at the Town Mill on Sunday because they had a last hurrah, a final party before they closed, possibly for the last time. And we wanted to be there, and there were a load of great bands on, and 10 O'Clock Horses were one of them. I have just got the Distortion UK MySpace page here, in fact, which is what they seem to be using as their main website. And it is myspace.com/distortionukpunk. Shame, so I've probably got that one. So what did you think to the night then, Tony? It was a good turnout, wasn't it?
It was brilliant turnout. Quite emotional, really, when it got closing. I mean, I left just after Resistors M7, and it just felt wrong to be leaving it. And just, I don't know, it's weird. Really weird.
I think it was not a good time to leave necessarily, but I think they were the high point of the night. That was when it was at its most full, and that was, and they really did rock, didn't they? They were terrific.
God, yeah.
Absolutely terrific. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh yeah, I got there about 5:30, 5:45. It was rammed.
Yeah.
And it was rammed full of people that have all sort of, because I'd not been there really to have a proper night out for years, and so many old friends, and so many people that I knew there, and so many people sort of coming, hello mate, how are you doing? And the whole new breed of music fans as well that won't have anywhere central to go for the foreseeable future. It was a real shame. As you heard in the interview, Maria has plans to try and keep the thing going. They are quite high-minded and the very, very best of luck with it. Let's just see what happens there. But it's not the end of the Mansfield music scene, put it that way. It's just, let's just hope it works itself out. And well done to all the bands who gave up their time on Sunday, because I know everyone was working for nothing, I think.
Yeah.
Obviously, I was the last one to leave.
Nice.
And, we did the ceremonial bottle throwing at the back wall at the end as well, which, Kev, I don't know whether you know that, but Kev would do that at sort of New Year each year. He'd just throw a load of bottles at the back wall. So me and Kev and Karen and Sam and April were still there. We all had a good throw of bottles at the back wall. And Sam smashed quite brilliantly. Mine bounced off and nearly took out April. these things happen. Yeah, so did you do anything else last week of note?
No. That was it.
Well, I did. I had a gig in Southampton last Friday. I'm not going to bore you with all the details of it. I just want to tell you that I was the headline act, and they'd rigged up for the headline act a cupboard. And in the cupboard was a huge rack of spotlights. And in front of the spotlights was a smoke machine.
Nice.
And what they did is they filled up the cupboard with smoke And when they said, ladies and gentlemen, Paul B. Edwards, they flung the door open and I walked out like stars in their eyes or something with all this smoke billowing out in front of me and this backlit bit. It was the best introduction I've ever had to a gig ever. And there will be YouTube footage of it, but I don't know how long it'll take. It was a terrific gig. It was at a bar called Archer's. And it was their first night and it was sold out and it was absolutely brilliant. And then on Saturday night I did Jongleurs in Croydon. It was the first time I've worked for Jongleurs in a year. And I was there late. It took me so long to get there. It took me 3.5 hours to get across bloody London. So I was late there, which meant I just had to park my car in the first available spot, which was a loading bay. I noticed that Croydon traffic wardens worked till midnight on a Saturday night and thought, shit. Oh, there's a parking ticket coming here. Got back, nothing.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, traffic wardens of Croydon. Thank you very much indeed. Got home in an hour and a half. Absolutely ridiculous. I was accused all the way down. So that was about that. The 10 O'Clock Horses track you just heard is from their album Through the Years, which is sort of a best of, if you like. And it's free in this week's competition, which you will be hearing more about later on in the show. Right now, though, here's song 4, Raised Under Reagan. Was Raised Under Reagan, Tony, an Eagles Dilemma, which is from an EP called simply Raised Under Reagan, which is 6 tracks. It's being given away in this week's competition, as are all the other things. The reason I've played this one is because it was we haven't played them for ages. I think we've only played one song off this EP before, and this was handed to me when I was in Los Angeles by Troy from Slow Burning Car, who said, I think you'll like this. And he was right, I do. And I think it's only right, as it's Christmas, I should hand it on again to someone else who will be the beneficiary of said 6-track EP as part of the competition. Think that's the deal?
That's nice, yeah.
I think that's an excellent deal, yeah. I don't even know if Raids Under Reagan are still going.
Okay.
I have no more information than that, really. But anyway, feel free to do some research. The next track we're coming straight into now is by Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons, who I'm going to see tomorrow night. Now, we'll do it in the gig guide after the break, but I do just want to run through this because this is one of my favourite albums of this year. It's called Exercise Your Demons. It's absolutely terrific. We've already played a few tracks of it. We played Daddy Long Legs, didn't we? And we played Lipstick and Testosterone, I think we played as well. But I've been holding this track back. This is the first track on it. It's absolutely brilliant. And they start it the same way that we used to start the Chav stuff, where we got the drummer comes in, then the bass comes in, then the guitar comes in and all that sort of thing, yeah. You'll see what I'm on about anyway. This is, find out more about them at thedirtyjohnsons.com. This is Trouble with the Devil. The devil's got in your lights, reaching for my soul. The devil's got me hypnotized, yeah, broken, beaten down on the floor. That's Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons, Tony. It's a brilliant album.
Nice.
It is a brilliant album. That is a great track. That track is in my head at the moment. Okay. I was walking around Morrison's earlier, singing it to myself, by the Cheese. And people were looking at me a bit. You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. It's now time, not for yours, but for Paulie B's International Gig Guide. Oh, you sing so beautifully this week. And I've got four gigs in a row this week for you, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If you have a gig that you'd like us to advertise, do email tony@punkyradio.com, tightening your email, international gig guide. Tomorrow night, Thursday, I'm going to the Gaff on Holloway Road to see the Highliners, supported by Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons. It's going to be a great gig. It's also only £7 to get in, and I don't think they've sold out yet. So if you do hear this and you're in North London tomorrow night, get down there. It'll be absolutely fantastic. I am going to be interviewing both of the bands, if I remember my recording device as well. That's Thursday. More of that in future weeks. Friday night and Saturday night and Sunday night, I'm performing at the Last Minute Comedy Clubs in Hitchin, Letchworth and Chigwell. All details are on lastminutecomedy.com. All gigs feature myself, Brian Higgins and Paddy Lennox. Brian's from Strathclyde, Paddy's from Northern Ireland. That makes it an Englishman, Irishman and Scotsman go into a comedy club. They're going to be great. They're all the same price. They're £10 on the door, £8 members. As I say, all the details on the website, lastminutecomedy.com. Now, Tony, that concludes Paulie B's International Gig Guide. But I need you to introduce the next track.
Okay.
Because I think you know a bit more about the bloke than I do.
Is it me?
Must be.
Okay. Like, this is from my solo album, which is 4 years old next month, which is a bit strange. This song's called Time to Regret, and it will be in this week's competition. When are you sending them out, the competition, next week?
Oh, these ones can wait. Yeah, if you can bung one in the post to me, great.
Yeah.
Or if you want, you can send it direct to whoever wins, if you want.
That's true.
We'll work
it
out.
If they're in the UK, it'd be easy, wouldn't it? If they're somewhere abroad, then, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wicked.
Right, ready to go on this bit?
Yeah, go for it.
You're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
Now, I was wondering if you knew what was the best email, what was the best MySpace page or a website for someone to find out more about the music of Tony Hearn?
The best place to go for probably would be myspace.com/Tony Hearn.
And how are you spelling Hearn?
H-E-A-R-N.
That's correct.
Thank you.
So, yes, that will be given out in the competition this week, and we're just discussing one or two things. When it comes to the competition, if you win and you're within the UK, you will get your Tony Hearn CD sent direct from Tony Hearn.
Yeah.
If, however, you are outside the UK, because Tony is too tight for stamps,
yeah,
you will get it via me, probably a little bit after, but it will all come at the same time. And this week's competition, I imagine you'll get early into the new year, whereas what we did last week, hopefully you'll get between Christmas and New Year, depending on the post and all that sort of thing. So I have for you now, Mr. Tony Hearn,
okay,
a poetry corner.
Cool.
Wow. So I love it when I get a poem from you. It doesn't happen very often. They don't all have to be as long as this one, but trust me, they are appreciated. If you have a poem that you've written that you'd like us to read out, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email, Poetry Corner. That's what one Rick Hulse did. He's called this recipe of the day, the Cabinet Curse.
Okay.
For this recipe, you will require one large cooking pot, preferably a black cast iron witch's pot, all of the ingredients listed in the recipe, they need not be fresh, and at least one friend who can cackle convincingly. As each ingredient is added, its name must be spoken aloud, and the related curse, as written in the recipe, must be spoken with joy, followed by a good cackle as the pot is stirred. Before starting to add the key ingredients, dissolve 2 stock cubes into 6 pints of water and simmer for 5 minutes. For extra evil intent, a pot noodle can be added at the end of the recipe. Don't add salt, it's bad for you. And here we go. Eye of newt, art of donkey, make Cameron's head turn green and wonky. Sprig of parsley, pinch of poo, Nick Clegg's face shall be split in two. 2 dead rat heads chopped to bits, William Haig shall die of the shits. Add lemongrass and elder bark, a knife in the liver for Kenneth Clark. Milk of an adder, curds and whey, an exploding vagina for Theresa May. Weasels, nipples, lizards, cocks, choke on vomit, Liam Fox. Lump of dog turd, tail of sable. Death by pencil, Vincent Cable. Cat sees an orange pit. A death in shit for Duncan Smith. Elephant foreskin, Chaz and Dave tune. A death in piss for Christopher Hume. Eagle's toes and octopus knees. Andrew Lansley, mad cow disease. A glance in anger, a word in prudence. Michael Gove, a death by students. Rectum of rattlesnake, white dove's kiss. Eric Pickles, pickle in piss. Tooth of leopard, hair of gorgon. Philip Hammond, hung by the orgon. Thai food teabag, baboon spit. Cut Caroline Spellman from arse to tit. Glass of treacle, pint of porter. Andrew Mitchell, draw and quarter. Glass of Guinness, hair of hog. Owen Paterson, shallow grave, peat bog. Sprig of heather, thistle down. In Loch Ness, Michael Moore shall drown. Head of daffodil, a stalk of leek. Cheryl Gillan shall rot for a week. A wombat's penis, a rabbit's cunt. Javelin through the head for Jeremy Hunt. Pilchard sandwich, stuffed salamander. Choke on money, Danny Alexander. Ermine tails, lion's hide. Death in poverty for Lord Strathclyde. Spunk of skunk, bile of horsey. Choke on cock, Baroness Worsley. For those named here, these fates are set, the just desserts of the cabinet. In this art we be well versed, pay heed the rest, lest ye be cursed. That's alright, isn't it? That is alright, isn't it?
Really nice.
Now, what we're doing now, mate, is, and thank you very much, Rick, that's absolutely brilliant. Obviously, yours doesn't have to be as brilliant as that to get on the show. It can be anything at all. But we do like your poems when they show up. So, what I'm going to do now is just let you all know that we are about to, after the next track, we will be hearing an interview that I did with Oddie from Resistance 77 at the Melt last Sunday. Towards the end of the interview, he sets the question for this week's competition. It does involve every single CD, every single song you've heard this week, you're getting the CD free in the competition. This is a little bit harder than last week's one, so you will have to listen and you will have to do a tiny little bit of research, but it won't take long. Before that, you might remember that we had the certain lovely Miss Miho Wada send us a live album not long ago.
Yep.
From her band Miho Wada and the Shit Fight, live in France, of course. And included in the competition this week is that very album, the live album, In Bed During the Riot, Miho Wada. Also, a couple of Miho Wada stickers. And something I forgot,
okay,
which is also in this week's competition. It's not a band we're playing on the show. When I had my show on Pantsfield 10 Cop, called Punk and Disorderly, we were quite in with Sony Records, and they used to send me stuff all the time, all their alternative music stuff they used to send. And they sent me a load of copies of the Death in Vegas best of Milk It for a competition, and somehow I've discovered one still wrapped up. So I've added that to the competition. So as well as all the stuff you're hearing this week, you're also getting a Death in Vegas 2-disc best of. I'm good, aren't I?
Nice.
It is nice. So yeah, add that to the competition for nothing, you lucky people. This is Miho Wada. The best way to find out about her is to type in Miho Wada to the internet. You will not be disappointed. There's lots there. This is Pajama Day.
Your toys are wanting freedom. It's time to print your feet up and to chill all day. Pajama day, pajama day, pajama day, bed all day. Pajama day, pajama day, stay with me, bed all day. Once upon a time you had a dream and an ambition, but no size of the TV is so much more important. Hiding emotions, loneliness and happiness, it's all about the money, can't you just take what they offer? Pajama day, pajama day, pajama day, bed all day. Pajama day, pajama day, stay with me, bed all day. With a lifetime long of mortgage, signed your life away to compete in a rat race, working so hard for lovely wife and 2.5 kids, counting down the hours till the end of your day. Pajama day, pajama day, pajama day.
Rocking on guitar, hope and love and heart. Long lost in a rat race, working hard, blind, bald traffic, dreaming of Tahiti with beach, cocktail, coconut. Take me to a paradise, go ahead and dream away. Oh, why not take a risk now? Say goodbye to 9 to 5. Pajama day, pajama day, pajama day, bed all day. Pajama day, pajama day, stay with me, bed all day. Pajama day, pajama day, pajama day, bed all day. Pajama day, pajama day.
So, 40B, Punky Radio, standing by the mill pond by the mill in Mansfield, now with Oddie from Resistance 77. First of all, a bit of a sad night tonight. This is apparently the last night we're ever going to be in the mill.
Yeah, it's a major sad night. I'd only been in 5 minutes, and I think bottom lip were going, because I saw what a fantastic crowd it was, and how good some of the bands were, or the band that were on when I was in, and yeah, my bottom lip went. I got a tear in the eye. I thought, what's happening here? End of an era.
It is the end of an era. Well, I mean, I was saying, my own band had our entire career in that venue. We didn't play anywhere else.
Well, I've got a fine venue.
It looks like Kev's had a good time.
Kev's had a good time. He's had a good run. It's just a pity things haven't worked out. I mean, everybody thinks everything's here forever, and if you don't support it, Sometimes it goes, and when it's gone, you only miss things when they're gone.
Now, you've got a new album out.
Yeah, we have, yeah. Yeah, it's quite exciting. It's got some good reviews already. It's called Survival of the Richest. Took probably about 2.5 years to complete.
Well, because when did last one come out? When did...
Three years ago. We've been writing for a while, and a couple of change of lineups, and a couple of songs we've sort of binned, and some obviously late additions. So we're really pleased with it. And we're hoping it's going to do well.
Have you got any plans to tour in 2011? Have you got gigs in, or
we're going to have to. We're looking at two or three possibilities in the Czech Republic, which is one of our favourite places.
Pivo.
Nastravi, of course, we'll be drinking the beer. Rebellion, of course. The last two Rebellions in England have been absolutely phenomenal for us. We've had sell-out audiences, and we've got rid of a lot of merch. We've got a really good following there, so we're looking forward to that one. And we've been asked back to America. We did an American tour in 2009, and we've already got already got feedback to a return tour.
Brilliant.
So fingers crossed, and hopefully we'll be touring. We need to get something together in England. There might be smaller one-off shows in England. Sadly, it won't be here at the Mill.
Shame, but it's everyone's done a brilliant show. Hey, can I ask you one question? Stuart Pearce been to see you recently?
Yeah, he came. He had 2 days with us at Rebellion this year.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And if anyone wants to check out with the last song on the album is called "Always Be a Punk."
And it should be Always Be Forest.
He's on it actually.
Is he?
He's featured a lot of footage from people walking about at Rebellion. A couple of clips of us in action and Rebellion, and you see what a crowd we had there. And of course, Stuart's on it, giving the one finger salute. And if you read his lips, he got one of our albums. He says, "I wouldn't be without one."
I thought you were going to say, "If you're going to read his lips, he'd say, fuck off, Derby." We're going to give an album out in the competition for the show this week. Would you like to set a question? Do you want to set the question for us?
We can do. You're putting me on the spot here now.
Oh, yeah, just keep it simple. Our listeners are idiots.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, they like us then. If it's about the band, how many years have we been going? What year were we formed?
There you go.
As Resistance 77.
There you go, that's the question. What year was Resistance 77 formed? Thanks very much, mate.
Pleasure, mate.
I'm sick and tired of looking at you, at you. I don't know what to say. You won't listen anyway to me, to me. When we try to talk, you just make me wanna walk. You try to be so right, but you know, you know nothing. Run, run, run. can't take no more. I'm heading out that door today. Today, I'm sick of all this strife. There must be my soul like Nellis, Nellis. When we try to talk, you just make me want to walk. You try to be survivor, you know, you know.
That was the Distant 77, Tony, from their album, which I've just put down, good lord, Survival of the Richest, and that was a song that I'd like to dedicate to you. That was called You Talk Shit. How funny am I? I hope you've enjoyed this week's show. You also paid attention to that interview when Oddie posed the question. The question was, I think, how long have Resistance 77 been going? What year are they formed? Whichever one you want to do. Email Paulie B at Punky Radio with your answer. You've got until next Thursday to do it. So you've got a week to do it. No, you haven't. You've got to Tuesday. You've got to next Tuesday. You've got 5 days. Get on with it. That's what I'm saying. All the albums this week are in the competition as discussed. I've been banging on about it all the way through. We only do these big competitions once or twice a year. Make sure you enter, because you can get, you know, CDs from Distortion UK, Technical Forces, Raised Under Reagan, Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons, Mr. Tony Hearn, Miho Wada, and Resistance 77, as well as the Death in Vegas one. What a prize. Thank you so much for listening this week, Tony. I'm not going to make you go through all the ways people can listen. We're just going to say thanks very much. So say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
I thought for a minute I said the house.